Well, tonight we're talking about the Delphi technique and the manipulation of the population from the institutions, corporate institutions, let's not forget, that we know as government. For those who haven't read Silent Weapons, Quiet War, I strongly suggest, highly recommend you read that, because much of what we talk about is made apparent in this technical manual report that came out in 1979. And I think the first person to expose silent weapons for quiet war was Bill Cooper in his book, Behold the Pale Horse. Since then, it has been circulated all over the place, and we have it on the homepage of our website. I believe you can buy a copy of it in spiral bound from stopthecrime.net. I think they've made that available. And I just want to take a little paragraph out of that, which it is an eye-opener for those who are still naive and think that this government in any way represents you and in any way is your friend. You need to read this. You really need to read this, because you will not only see what their intentions, what they were willing to put down on paper in 1979, you will see they were working with the military, which they are, and you'll be able to see how much of this agenda that they put in print is actually materialized. But here is a quote from this that really kind of explains what has happened to our local government and really most levels of the government. Quote, thus a nation becomes divided into two very distinct parts, a docile sub-nation, the great silent majority, and a political sub-nation. The political sub-nation remains attached to the docile sub-nation, tolerates it, and leeches its substance until it grows strong enough to detach itself and then devour its parent, unquote. And that is what is happening right now as they pour money into all of these local governments, all of these agencies. They're pouring money into them so that they can put forth policies that actually disadvantage the American people, tax the American people, restrict the American people, pretty much take away their property rights, their water rights, their control over their children. I think that if you've been looking closely at what's been going on, they are actively engaged in the process of devouring its parent. And I have been friends. I tried to get involved with this. There turns out in Central Ohio there is a clique of these institutions. And at one time I was actually thinking that I could make a difference and get a resolution, get the city council to look at a resolution that I thought was important. So I started hanging out with these people and going to meetings, and I met some really nice people, but I realized quickly that it was a clique. In Central Ohio, they have the non-governmental organizations, they call NGOs, which are generally 501(c) nonprofit corporations, okay? Then they have the regional planning, which is a private corporate entity that gets money from the government and feeds it to different programs. Then you have local government that are elected. Not too many of those are involved in these meetings. What you have is employees of the local elected government. And these employees, these three come together and they form like a clique. They interchange. One will be an environmental steward for the city. Next thing you know, she's employed by an environmental organization. They know each other very well. They know how their system works very well. They don't have a problem. They don't feel guilty about the fact that they're putting forth policies that are going to affect all the workers, all the employed, all the middle class, all the poor, that doesn't even compute in their head. They're just doing their job. They're fulfilling their roles. And because they're together in kind of what you would call a social environment, they think they're all doing the right thing. And they support each other that they're doing the right thing. And they all think that they're important. They think they're making a great contribution. And they are completely separate from what real life is here in Central Ohio. And I remember asking one of them, one who was very nice, who I became good friends with, I said, don't you see that what you're doing here is going to affect all these people out here on the street, and they have no idea what you're doing? They have completely clueless of what you're doing. And her response to me was, all our meetings are open to the public. And she literally believed that because the meetings are open to the public, they had the right to go forward and tax and put regulations and policies and restrictions and programs that would affect all of these people who live in Central Ohio. That's what I call mind control. Those people hang together. They are completely brainwashed. And I'm not so sure that going to any of their Delphi meeting is going to change that. However, we did put together a little brochure that we'll post on our website. If you want to try and take this brochure and pass it out before people walk into the room, the name of the brochure is Are You About to Be Delphi'd? I'm not sure that will make any difference, but, you know, I may not be the sharpest pencil in the box, but I have to tell you, it took me more than one Delphi experience. As I told you, I went through six of them. It took me more than one to figure out what was happening. So I wonder what would have happened if somebody would have given me a little brochure as I go into the building that says, Are You Being Delphi'd? And explaining what I was about to experience. It might have made a difference. Okay, we have another call from Idaho. My goodness. Wes in Idaho. Good evening, Wes.
Hello, Al. Gotta have healthy people to challenge the government that is using this Delphi technique against us. Can I get you to comment? I know you've got some interest in this. Jim Humble, and he is the man behind MMS for autism treatment. Do you know about that?
I do know about Jim Humble, and I know they've been giving him a hard time, and I know that some people have had a lot of success. I would not say anything bad about Jim Humble. I haven't really done a lot of research. I've never used his strategies, but from what I did buy a video of his, and it sounds very promising, and I think the man, from the interviews I've heard and what I've seen of his work, I think he's just about as genuine as he can be.
This is successful for autism and other things, from what I understand, perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly wouldn't be opposed to telling people that they should investigate that, because I did, and I haven't needed any of it. I haven't gone down that path, but I think, Wes, it's a good suggestion to people. Because we know that the industrial medical complex is leaving us sickened. And if you look at Andrew Mulden's work on vaccines, if they're thinking now they're going to play catch-up with all these adult vaccines and give adults who haven't had the childhood vaccines a slew of catch-up vaccines, if you look at Andrew Mulden's work, you are going to see people get seriously injured in a relatively short amount of time. We're talking about impairment. We're talking about mini strokes. We're talking about aluminum. We're talking about dastardly things that would happen if they attempt to do that. So people should probably look into these alternatives and stay away from the medical complex where they're going to be passing out vaccines.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Wes. It was good to hear from you.
Yeah.
And, I don't oppose anybody investigating that. I think that's good information. Well, so we're back at this government that we have that's now devouring its parent, and we're getting closer to identifying the strategies that they're using. And in previous shows, we have demonstrated, and hopefully to everyone's satisfaction, that it is a corporation. It's the federal corporation. And these arms and branches of the corporation, the state is a corporation, the county, the municipality, they're all corporations doing business. And we will repeat it again for folks who might be new. Corporations are bound by the laws of contract. They're bound by the laws of contract because they're fictions. They're not real. They can't talk. They can't shake your hand. They can't nod their head. They can't even write on a piece of paper. They are bound by words on a piece of paper called the contract. And last week we brought up the fact that these corporations are bound by the International Law of Contracts, which is the Uniform Commercial Code. Because we don't understand that, unfortunately, they are able to deceive us and trick us into thinking that they have authority that they don't have. And it is our job, if they're going to engage in nothing but contracts, to ensure that what is going on is being done honorably. And that is not what's happening. We aren't questioning. We aren't challenging. We're signing the paperwork, and things get worse and worse for us all the time because we don't understand who the bleep we're dealing with. Now, if we go back to climate change, for instance, because we brought that example up, I want to call your attention to an article that we posted July 2013. Insider admits that environmental orgs never reviewed CO2 global warming theory. And this was based on an interview that ecologist Peter Taylor did on Red Ice Creations. When you listen to this interview, it's just mind-blowing. I mean, it's absolutely mind-blowing. Not only do we have this petition that 31,000 scientists, not solar panel salesmen, 31,000 scientists signed saying that CO2 global warming is bogus. And if that's not enough to get your attention, then listen to Peter Taylor on Red Ice Creations, where he explains that none of the major environmental organizations did any of their own scientific research on CO2 global warming. None of them. Instead, they all took the money to promote the theory. And that, he was so disheartened when he discovered that. He went back and tried to figure out how this animal was created and what went wrong. And in the interview that he did on Red Ice, the full interview is an hour and 15 minutes, and he really explains what he discovered in his research. And he discovered not only did they take the money without challenging the science, okay, the science was established as a consensus science. And he explained the fact that they had facilitators, they had groups. Each person in charge of a working group was highly controlled. The person in charge of the whole event with the IPCC was under the control of these facilitators and these government representatives. It was all a false consensus to achieve a goal. Another link we have up there, we did have an interview earlier in the year with John Truman Wolf, and he did a wonderful booklet called Anatomy of a Con Job. He exposed these cons that are behind all of this sustainability and the environmental issues, global warming, biofuels. He exposed the whole thing, and of course, where did he end up? His last con job was carbon credits, and he made the same discovery that Peter Taylor made. It all ends up in the lap of the bankers. The banker getting money, the people getting poorer, and energy restrictions. It's not a pretty picture. So as we watch this go across the country, and I think Deborah Tavares has done an excellent job exposing these local climate change plans that are moving into municipalities and counties. I have not yet discovered one in my area. Doesn't mean that it isn't in the works, because they put these policies together and sometimes the public doesn't even know about it until you get the request for the energy audit, and that's the first you hear of it. So what she has discovered and what we've talked about and worked on is this energy audit, where they want to come in to your house and do an energy audit inspection. I would strongly recommend that nobody permits such a thing. Absolutely do not let them into your house. That's giving them jurisdiction. You do not let them into your house. So we have in Lawfully Yours, which we've been promoting on this for months now, Lawfully Yours. Lawfully Yours is the People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system. And you can get it free on anticorruptionsociety.com. If you look at the link at the top, there's a link for Lawfully Yours. You scroll down. We are now into the fifth edition because we added the appendix on contracts. You can download it right there for free, or we have a link if you want to purchase a hard copy. You can do so. But in this, we have a sample of the corporate government employee questionnaire. Now, this is to be used should a corporate government employee knock on your door and request to come in. It can be used for CPS, Child Protective Services. It can be used if somebody comes to your house and they request to do an energy audit. This is step one in a process of identifying who they are and what their authority is and is not. If you look at the corporate government employee questionnaire, and I've got one right in front of me on page 26, you're going to see that the goal of this questionnaire is to remove this lack of accountability, to put accountability back into this government structure, which it is grossly, grossly lacking right now. And on this questionnaire, we ask the individual who's in front of you, your house, knocking on your door. You hand them this questionnaire, and it explains at the top that that they are based on the fact that government prohibits identity theft, and we all recognize that people that we don't know should not be allowed in our house. And we'll move on. I guess we have another break. We'll go into the questionnaire a little more detail after the break. Callers are welcome tonight, especially people with info about the Delphi technique.
The government will take care of you after disaster. How many of you think the government took care of you after the Joplin tornado or Hurricane Sandy or Hurricane Katrina? The truth is that the government's never done a good job of taking care of disaster victims. And frankly, I'm not going to trust the government with my life. And if you're like we are, and you want to protect and defend yourself from whatever the future brings, we'll show you how at the Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29, at the Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. I'm Vincent Finelli, host of the Get Prepared Expo. Are you the only one in your family who thinks about preparedness, storing water, storing food, learning about first aid, canning, dehydration, and growing a high-yield garden? Well, you're not alone. There'll be thousands of people just like you at the Get Prepared Expo. One-day weekend tickets, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Well, apparently, I didn't see a call. There's a call from Blue in Tennessee. And I'm sorry, Blue, I didn't see it on the board. Good evening. Are you there?
I'm here. The reason I called in is because you were talking about the Delphi technique.
Yes.
I have actually attended 5 Delphi round-ins, as they call them. You know you're in a Delphi situation when you walk in and all of the tables are round.
Really?
Yes, very much so. And then you'll see at each of the tables, there is a whiteboard. And that's where they write down the conclusive explanation of each of the questions that everybody conforms to. I have actually been kicked out not once, but twice out of the Delphi.
How come?
Well, you know, the first one I asked, why do we need this? And I couldn't get an explanation, and they pointed to the cop, and they asked me to leave, or they were going to remove me. The second, I was actually at a meeting, and they were, and what we were fighting is something called Plan ET, and this was in Eastern Tennessee. And this was, at one time, seven counties, now it's down to 5 because 2 of the counties dropped out after the Delphi technique came to their counties and they were informed what was going on, and the county mayor said, no, we're not participating in this anymore. But the second one I was kicked out of, I simply said, Union County does not need bike lanes, they need tractor lanes. And a very
good for
large
you.
Yeah, very large police officer actually took me by the hand and threw me out the door.
Oh, my.
But my daddy was the first to get kicked out of the meeting.
Oh, my. And that's all you did is it disagreed? I mean, you didn't pound your hand or call anybody names?
Nope. Didn't do a thing. And I had, because I asked, when I walked in the building, I had asked the names of those that were the representatives that had the table set up. So I had a chick that was following me and taking my photograph.
Wow.
And, wow. Of course, you hold up, you know, your notebook so that your photograph can't be taken. But that's how far these people will go. And this was nothing more than just a simplistic, unification of five different counties to get an agenda across that this is a sustainable communities.
Well, you know, and you probably also now suspect that the money had already changed hands, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we had something similar in our town, and we got wind of it when they were applying for the grant. The city was applying for the grant, and this would include bike lanes, and this would include making changes that would really be a detriment to our high school students. So we got wind of it when they were in the grant application process, and the Regional Planning Commission put out a request for public comment. And a lot of people were very angry, and they just absolutely set a record when the Planning Commission got all these public comments that came from our community. They said they never had that many responses. And I'll have to tell you, it did work. They turned down the request.
If you were strong enough in numbers, they will. We've been fighting this for years. They started out with Hillside Bridge development, and they wanted to prevent anybody that had a hillside that they could not develop anything on their property.
Wow.
Yeah, and that pissed off a whole lot of people. And a whole lot of people, because we are a hilly community. And so if you had property, if you wanted to do anything with it, they weren't going to allow you to do it. And my father went so far to say, fine, not a problem. I can clear cut it. And then I'll just plant Christmas trees.
Is that what he did?
And how long does it take for a Christmas tree to develop? Oh, 7 to 10 years.
Wow.
And well, this is what you want to restrict me to do.
It's good that you're defying this. I mean, it's good that you're challenging them, because it always surprises them. Somehow they don't think we're going to challenge them. And I'm happy, really happy to hear, Blue, that that's what you're doing. That is what we're all going to have to start doing, challenging them.
It very much is.
Yeah, they don't have the authority to doing what they're doing. And because we're not challenging them, they just keep rolling over us. And it's just a relentless rolling over of the population. If we start, if gosh forbid, we start challenging their authority in numbers, things may start to change, because they really don't. I'm not sure they can get the police to go after every single little innocent person without the police saying something's wrong here.
Right, but the one thing that they do so effectively is they keep changing the name of what it is. So once you've got it nailed down and you think that this is the group that you're going after, they've changed the name.
That's true. Okay. Blue, we're going to take a break. We'll be back shortly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow, why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Well, Blue, it was great hearing your story. I can tell you something that a lot of people aren't aware. Once you understand that when that meeting that you attended was probably a meeting, a business meeting, it is a private corporation. They are having these meetings that they invite the public to, but they are their meetings. When they say the public is invited to attend, it's pretty much like you're invited to attend a private event. It doesn't mean that you can change what's going on. And you found out that when you tried to discredit what they were doing appropriately, they decided they didn't want you at their party anymore, right? Are you still there, Blue? Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I'm glad she called in, and that is absolutely what will happen. People can find that. Experiment with them with that themselves, because again, a county commissioner meeting and the school board. There was, incidentally, someone brought up the school board. There was a YouTube of a lawyer that must have been a shock for him, who attended the school board meeting, and it was a business meeting. In fact, they admit it's a business meeting. The school boards are incorporated as well. If you go to Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines and you scroll down the left menu and click on Our Government is a Corporation, you will see where, oh my gosh, 4 years ago, we absolutely diagrammed how it works, how there are two names, how we're meant to believe because we elect the members of the school board that there are employees who work for us, which is not true. And they have a name on Dun & Bradstreet. They're doing business. So when the school board has a meeting and they invite the public, you will find that meeting is very controlled. What the public is allowed to do and say is very controlled because it is their meeting. And this attorney who was legitimately complaining about an inappropriate book that his 12-year-old or 13-year-old daughter brought home from school that he didn't know about, and he was just aghast. He was just enraged at the inappropriateness of this book. He tried to make his comment, and many attorneys are a little more assertive than the general population, and he was. And they asked the sheriff or whoever, the law enforcement person who was there, to remove him. Now, the big mistake they made is they should have just removed him. Instead, they arrested him, and that created a bigger stink. But they have the authority to remove you from their property when they're having a business meeting and you're invited as a guest. And that's what you're going to find out. It's just more evidence of this corporate structure that we falsely call government. And I'm amazed people don't see it because, you know, it looks like a corporation. It talks like a corporation. It walks like a corporation. There's nothing about the way they behave that gives anybody the impression that they work for us. And they don't. That is the problem. And that's why we put together Lawfully Yours. Until on a higher level, this corporation is brought to an end and a representative government is restored, we are sort of stuck here trying to figure out the best way to deal with it and keep ourselves alive, keep ourselves healthy, keep ourselves from being, you know, devoured by this corporation, just as their plan is their agenda, devouring the general population. So looking back at the issue of climate change, and are they going to come to your town? Are they going to demand to see your house? Inspect your house. We do have the questionnaire. We recommend that everybody prints this one page out front and back, prints a couple copies, and keep it at your front door. You're always ready. If that should happen, you're always ready. And the questionnaire demands to know who they are. What it is does is it alters the burden of proof. Up till now, they've been putting the burden of proof on us. You know, we say you have to do this, prove that you don't. So what our strategy is to put the burden of proof on them. And that's what the questionnaire does. It wants to know who they are, who's their badge number, excuse me, who they work for, what's the name of their department head, what's the phone number, what's the mailing address, and then it goes down to the statutory identification. That is the last section of the questionnaire. And here's what we put. And this is what's going to make them unhappy. Number 17, name and number of the corporate statute, rule, or regulation that generated this encounter. Number 18, are you aware of a document with my original signature that obligates me to adhere to this corporate statute of your employer? Number 19, the name of this document. And number 20, under penalty of perjury, please attest by signing below that you've personally seen this document and you can attest to its validity. This is putting the burden of proof back on them. If you're going to use this, though, don't forget to have a smile on the face. Don't be challenging. Don't be mean. Don't be nasty. Act like this is just completely appropriate, which it is. You mean no malice. You're just trying to get the scoop. You're trying to get the information of who they are and what authority do they perceive they have. Well, I think Bill from Idaho is on the line. Bill, are you there?
Yes, I am. I heard the click this time. I left my number at the board for Wes, but I wanted to mention, you know, you have pointed out so very well how the Grand Soviet has moved into this whole arena, no matter what it is, the city council, water board, the school board, whatever, they all have this mindset, especially here in Coeur d'Alene, that they are totally in control and they're going to exert it to the point that they would use hate speech via the police department, who would, of course, cooperate with the emergency services, and they would use such mechanisms as, you know, the welfare check, supposedly, to then throw you into jail. You'd ask for the magistrate. Of course, there's no magistrate available. You'd ask for the sheriff, and Mr. Wolfinger, of course, was unavailable. And you get to sit in jail and then walk home at the same 8 degrees below zero that you were arrested on the street. It is the police state. And sadly, people are so busy watching TV and, you know, the Dancing with the Stars analogy that they have no interest in their liberty. And certainly the church and the quote-unquote public will suffer for their lack of attention, that's for sure.
Well, it's been like, we've been like frogs in a pot. They've gone to incrementalism, and they do it slowly, and they actually do surveys. They monitor, if you read Silent Weapons, Quiet War, they monitor the society quite closely now, and they have, actually. They monitor how we spend our money. They can tell if we're under stress. They have, or so they believe. They have indicators. And to tell how stressed out the society is. And so they have, if you read that closely, you'll see that they use economic indicators and shock testers to change policies that raise the cost of food, they raise the cost of gas, they lower the cost of gas. They use these to monitor what we're doing and how well we're adapting. Are we going to fight back? Or if we get too antsy, they may take the pressure back a notch. It is slow incrementalism. There's no doubt about it. And it is still working towards a very nasty agenda. You're right. Now, Bill, if you got put in jail or if you... have you had a chance to download and read Lawfully Yours yet?
No, I haven't. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, I should make a copy of that doggone
right, because
what you were talking about.
Yeah, more people who read that, you know, it's the kind of thing that it's good to read before you get into any encounters with their corporate police.
Exactly.
And the corporate courts to understand how it works. One of the reasons we're at such a disadvantage is that they've set up a system by stealth and put it in place, and the lawyers keep it in place, and the people are still thinking that we have a constitutional representative government, even though it becomes increasingly more difficult to see any evidence of that. But by having the politicians talk about the Constitution, well, people, until they encounter this nightmare, they're not really going to believe it's true. You know, Bill, I heard something that it was a quote from Mark Twain. And I may not get it correctly, but I know I'm going to get the gist of it. It is easier to fool people than to convince them they've been fooled.
Boy, is that not ever the case? I guess the biblical of that was that there would be those that would creep in while others were unaware. And it's so exactly so, because at every level, and I mentioned Americans with Disabilities Act, they're the ones that, you know, ultimately put in a sequoia and have used that very effectively in, quote-unquote, the voting process to be able to electronically alter any kind of presumed open election or vote in this country at all levels. And yet at the same time, you cannot encourage people enough at church and or in your community to read. And, you know, I've tried at every forum possible to mention republicbroadcasting.org. I've passed out cards. I don't know how many. I've passed out literature, etc.
Well, that's great.
It would seem that they are totally hypnotized, totally asleep, or totally comfortable in their own enslavement, as it mentions in regard to the, I can't remember the term right now. When you're totally enslaved, you're totally in love with your enslavers, and that would certainly seem to be the case of what's going on for Coeur d'Alene, if not Idaho in general. We're supposed to be a conservative, godly Christian state, but as a Judeo-Christian state, it's a lot easier to take. It's a lot easier to suffer those abuses against liberties at any point, and to make any excuse possible. And I hold the church is responsible for that. As moral and ethical leadership from the pulpit, there is none. There is none.
Well, you know, and I think the churches were bought out a long time ago. I mean, we're going to have a future program on the birth certificate and how that. We did have a program on parents patriae, and we talked about when they brought the idea of the birth certificate in, and it was in right after they took over the treasury. The banksters took over the treasury in 1920, and then they came up with the maternity, I believe it's called the Maternity Act, in 21. And you can listen to the show that we did on Parents Patriae. It's listed on IDH program links page, where I listened to a gentleman talk about what happens with the birth certificate, and he said all the churches, and it also has to do with the marriage certificate. When you read Judge Dale, you see that he said all the churches went along with the scam, and today none of them will baptize or marry anyone who does not have a birth certificate or a government marriage license. And he made the point, had they not been willing to do this, the controllers could not have built the system they have today.
Exactly. I think it's Flint and Bert. Clint Richardson has done a lot of great work with Bert in regard to that baptismal certificate, actually, in point of fact, being a lawful document used by the church to basically take over your exact person. And in doing so, they are able to then presumably claim that you have done it knowingly, willingly, and, you know, in a fashion that totally lends your person to their corporation, taking advantage of. I'm sorry.
You said that very well. You said that very well. People can look. There's a great YouTube. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it, Bill. It's called Meet Your Straw Man.
Yes,
and it was done by a group in the UK, and it does a good job of explaining that in a very short amount of time.
Yes. It's truly sad to see the young people on campus here, and I see that are constantly, daily, being subjected to that constant drumbeat of the common good, the common weal, and what that costs you each and every day, and what you have to give up is your person, if not your soul. And that certainly goes along with what's going on with the larger plan of cloned mind that is going on a regular basis.
Are you talking about transhumanism, Bill?
Transhumanism, exactly. It's
right.
Just absolutely startling
It
how
is.
Quickly corporate is moving against the average person.
It is.
And what is so sad is that the pulpit is not saying a thing. It's going to be a large price to pay, unfortunately.
Well, and we have to remember the corporation is a fiction, and a good friend of mine reminded me to tell people, we cannot tolerate a fiction to control reality. We are real. A corporation is words on a piece of paper. At some point, we're going to have to say, we are controlling the corporate model. We are not going to let this thing devour the entire society. Okay, well, we're going for a break. Thanks so much, Bill. We have one more caller to hear from by the end of the program, and we hope to hear from you again maybe next week, Bill. Thanks again.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Well, we're back to wrap it up. We have a short segment, and we have a caller from Chicago. We hope we have time to hear what Jerry from Chicago has to say. Good evening, Jerry.
Good evening, Alan. Thank you very much for taking my call. Interesting show. You're talking about the fiction and the reality and the birth certificates, and I'd like to plug a movie that I just had the opportunity to watch twice this week. It's on YouTube. 2 hours and 50 minutes long, and it's called Wake Up Movie 2014. And I think if you watch it, I think you would be pretty impressed.
I'm writing it down right now. Wake Up Movie. Does it talk about the corporate fiction?
Yes, it does.
Great. Well, we need that.
It also talks about the birth certificate, and there's real people in it that have dealt with the criminal constitution and have dealt with the criminal courts and have won and have worded it a certain way. And in some cases, it is just the way they worded it, like $25,000 per or 25,000 pounds per offense against the real creation of God, which is the real person and not the fiction.
Well, you know, I think that's interesting. We have taken a position, and I'm interested in watching people and as they try to do battle with the corporate courts. But I have to tell you that there's nothing that would convince me that it's not their courts. It is their courts. These attorneys don't work for us. They work for the private bar guild. These are their courts. They're now all UCC. There may be on occasion people who win, but for the most part, that's a pretty risky business, Jerry. You have to admit there's a lot of people in jail, too.
Sure, there's a whole lot of people in jail, and they've been given terms. And the other thing too is it's not a crime what these people did. A crime
of course not.
I thought a crime meant that there had to be an assault against one's person or property.
Right. Okay. I totally agree with you, Jerry. I have to say before the show's over, this strategy was tried, and I'd like to share it with everybody because I think it's pretty risk-free, okay? This strategy was tried by a living flesh and blood woman who ended up in their corporate courts. And when they asked her name, she didn't respond saying, "That's my name." She responded by saying, "I am a living flesh and blood woman. You are the corporation. We cannot see each other." And do you know what that judge did, Jerry? He dismissed the case and she walked out. That's called a collateral estoppel. Because what she did, and people can look that up in their legal dictionary, look up the word estoppel, E-S-T-O-P-P-E-L. She barred them from acting against her with an estoppel by refusing to be the dead legal corporate straw man. And without her willingness to play that role, he could not access that sesticue trust. Therefore, he was toast, and it stopped everything. I would not be afraid to try that strategy.
No, it's a great strategy.
Yeah, it's simple, too. Okay, Jerry, we're at the end of the program. Thank you so much for calling in, and I hope you have a nice Sunday and the rest of your weekend goes well. To all the listeners, and our program will be back next Saturday. Happy spring!